Business Fairy Tales, Grim Realities and Fictitious Financial Reporting. Author, Cecil W. Jackson. The Sizzling Saga of Sunbeam. Sunbeam was in the business of manufacturing agricultural implements. The failure of the company started at the top with their aggressive and controlling Chief Executive Officer, Al Dunlap, who used a carrot and stick approach to motivate his employees and used a very aggressive style of downsizing. As a result, his subordinates disliked him. Unfortunately, Wall Street's continuous praise of his toughness style encouraged his actions. However, Dunlap and Wall Street failed to realize that downsizing is an improvement process tool. By closing primary segments of the company's operations, not only did Sunbeam reduce costs, but it also related sales were reduced with more volatility. To keep up with Wall Street's expectations, Sunbeam's financials were misstated. As a result of the fraud discovery, Sunbeam's stock fell from $52 to $7 in an 8-month period. Subsequently, the company filed for bankruptcy. Sunbeam's fictitious financial reporting schemes. Scheme 1. Improper timing of revenue recognition via bill and hold sales, consignment sales, and other contingent sales. Sunbeam offered deep discounts and extended payment terms to get customers to place the next period's orders early, which provided a misleading impression of the company's results operations for the present period. It recorded contingent sales or guaranteed sales as normal current period sales, which allowed the customers to return the goods to Sunbeam if they did not sell them. Sunbeam increasingly gave customers the right to return goods, yet they did not increase the reserve for returns, which overstated reported income. Sunbeam sold products that it was discontinuing as part of restructuring plans. Sunbeam recorded over $11 million in sales for sales contracts that were conditional and indeterminate. Sunbeam recorded rebates on future purchases as deductions from the current period's costs of goods sold expense. Signs of the scheme. The primary red flag is that the quality and track record of the company's leaders, combined with an analysis of whether the business plan outlined by management is likely to produce the reported results as published in the financial statements. A sign of an overstatement of Sunbeam's financial statements is when an account receivables increased as a percentage of sales. In a legitimate sale, the company will have debt accounts receivable and credit sales. When the receivable is paid, the accounts receivable are credited. However, when sales are fictitious, accounts receivable will never be paid. Thus, it will increase as a percentage of sales. As a result of the unpaid accounts receivable, cash inflow will lag behind operating income. Since sales are fictitious, no real cash payments will be received. Another sign is the sudden fictitious of the gross margin percentage, which increased from 12% to 31% in 1 year. This resulted because the inventory held by the company had been valued at incorrectly low amounts. When a company offers large discounts and extended payment terms to entice its customers to order early, it's a signal that the reported sales from the current period are overstated and the future sales will be impoverished by the early placement of orders. Scheme 2. Improper use of restructuring reserves. A reserve is an expense that is recognized in the current period. A legitimate reserve is usually created in recognition of a future liability or loss. What deceptive companies especially like to do is recognize the future expense in the current period as a special charge. The special charge is likely to be regarded as something that will not reoccur. Therefore, it does not have an impact on the stock price negatively when recognized. It is the best if the one-time charge is a positive-sounding name, like a restructuring reserve. In the future, when the expense actually occurs and is offset against the reserve instead of being recognized as an expense, the earnings are inflated because the expense was moved to an earlier period. Signals of the scheme. Large one-time changes in income statement, such as restructuring charges, should alert the reader for possible misstatements. When reserves are recorded aggressively after a new CEO arrives, it's a sign that the future expenses are recorded earlier to shift blame to the prior management team. When reserves decrease fast, it's an indication that earnings in the period may have been inflated by avoiding expenses through the reversal of the reserves. Hocus pocus. Xerox. Not to be copied. The Xerox Corporation is a multi-billion dollar Connecticut-based company that specializes in the production, selling, and leasing of duplicating machines and services. Fraud schemes. Improper use of multiple element contracts or bundled contracts. When leasing machines, Xerox will prematurely recognize all revenues from the future services. Estimates of discount rates and residual values. A company has to estimate the present value of future earnings from lease contracts. Xerox misused this subjective tool to manipulate earnings. Signals. When a company has prematurely recognized revenue, there will be a long period between recognizing the revenue and the cash collection. Eventually, accounts receivables will increase over time. Accounts receivable to sales and days revenues outstanding are the ratios to detect this inconsistency. When a company discloses that accounts receivables have been factored or sold, the reader should be alerted for signals of accelerating revenue recognition. When a company is not collecting its accounts receivable, it will sell for immediate liquidity. When cash flow from operation decreases relatively to operating income and net income, this is always a prime signal of company recognizing any form of profit ahead of time. Lockheed, Sky High. Lockheed, an airline manufacturing company, designed the TriStar L1011 as a very high-performing plane with Rolls-Royce RB211 engine. Because of the economic conditions deteriorating in the 1970s from higher oil prices, the plane did not live up to its hype. Thus, the company was required to record impairment expenses for the sunk costs, which it never did. Signals of failure to record asset impairment. 1. When there are material intangible assets and company is making a loss overall, it's an indication that the intangible assets are impaired. Number 2. When a company's asset turnover ratio, net sales total assets, declines, either for a category of assets or for total assets, it's an indication that assets may be impaired. 3. Restructuring changes in a current period can indicate that the company failed to recognize impairments of assets in previous periods. Tall tales. Adelphia. Adelphia was once known as the largest cable television providers in the United States. Fraud at Adelphia included using off-balance sheet affiliates to hide debt and overstate revenue. The founder of Adelphia, John J. Rigas, and his family, in addition to two other top executives, used company money for personal uses. Scheme 1. Improper use and misleading disclosure of related party transactions. Highland Video and Rigas Family Limited Partnership bought 423 million of Adelphia shares and notes payable, and instead of paying in cash, an equivalent amount of debt was shifted to partnership. Highland Video's assumption of debt was a sham because it never received any economic benefit. Furthermore, Highland Video brought $101 million of digital converters from Adelphia. Highland Video does not sell digital converters, and as part of their operations, instead of receiving cash, debt was reduced from the Adelphia's books and revenue was recorded. Scheme 2. Improper use of non-GAAP information. Adelphia overstated the number of subscribers and the conditions of the cable plants in the Management Discussion and Analysis, MD&A. Reform. Is there a magic potion? The Congress enacted the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. The Act was aimed at restoring the public's confidence in the market system. Opponents of the Act argue that the Act is very expensive for companies that are publicly traded to implement. They also argue that the extra cost is justifiable compared to the losses of fraud. The SOX requirements. 1. Internal controls. Management is now required to maintain adequate internal controls, and it has to attest the effectiveness of these controls. External auditors have to report on management assets. Number 2. Management certification. CEOs and CFOs are required to assert the financial statements are not misstated and that controls are adequately maintained. These officers are criminally liable for misstatement. Number 3. Loans to executives. SOX now prohibits company loans to company officers and directors. 4. Oversight of external auditors. SOX established a Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, the PCAOB. PCAOB regularly inspect participating accounting firms for compliance. And 5. Independence of external auditors. External auditors are prohibited from providing consulting for clients they audit in the areas of bookkeeping, appraisal, investment and financial information, system services. And finally, number 6, whistleblowing. SOX requires participating companies to provide hotlines for whistleblowers.